Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Before we get back on track, I just want to give a shout out to our Patreons, Enraged Peacock, and Guys Are Us.
Shout out, Enraged Peacock, Guys Are Us. You guys keep the lights on here, and if you guys want to help, if anybody else wants to help keep the lights on, you can hit us up at the Flood Pod on everything, and that is on everything, including Patreon.
On everything.
Hey, you're getting the hang of this.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
You're getting the hang of this.
Good, that was a good part to put that on everything.
So, as we roll back into it.
So, speaking of earlier Trump dates.
Pause.
Trump dates.
Pause episode? I don't want to go on it. Okay, hold on. 500,000 or dinner with Trump?
Do I get to wear a tape recorder?
What are we talking about?
Do I get witness protection?
First of all, I feel like as long as you like make it seem like you are absolutely enamored to be there, Trump will talk about it.
All right, bet. I'm just going to let him know. I have no wire. I got nothing.
Is he going to order my food? Because I really don't want to eat well-done steak with ketchup.
How do I walk in, flip him, and put him in my pocket? Talk to me.
I'm going to talk to him like Trump talked to everybody.
I'm not going to lie. My favorite Trump picture ever is him in front of the fast food buffet in the White House.
Listen, I was
smiling so proudly, while in the back, Abraham Lincoln looks so disappointed.
I'm laughing because this is how you know that man is robbing this country blind. Because anybody else would have just told the chefs to cook anything.
No.
But this man.
No, it was during the government shutdown. That's why they couldn't.
No.
This man went out of his way.
I always, and I know, like, I'm so tired of the whataboutisms, right? Like, I hate the fact that that is, like, the absolute go-to for, like, that's, like, Oklahoma for the GOP right now, right? Like, they just, all day, they run in that eye defense. Like, what about? But, like, could you imagine Michelle and Barack hosting a dinner where they serve everybody Popeye?
I'll tell you this right now, though. It would be a mixed review. Black people would be mad as hell. But at the other side, it would be like the same way some people look at Trump. Like, he just saved money. Like, come on. Like, they asked, obviously. Day to day, he wouldn't have just.
There were people who looked at that and they were like, okay, yeah, so what? They're athletes. Everybody loves a Big Mac, though.
Did you see the video that Biden posted? Where he was meeting with this black family and they all ate dinner. KFC.
Not even Popeyes, damn.
Thank you. I was getting ready to say.
It's gotta be the Colonel's.
When a black person
tells me. It's gotta be the Colonel's.
No, listen.
It's gotta be the Colonel's.
I don't know if this is a hot take. It might be a hot take. But when a black person tells me they prefer KFC to Popeyes, I look at them a little different.
Yeah, no, me too.
I'm like, oh, so you listen to a lot of Kanye and Charleston White.
I will say, only reason is because of the plumpness of the chicken. I done had a KFC chicken leg. That thing's thick.
But when we talking about the better cookness of the chicken.
The flavor.
Yeah, no, by all means. You got to love that chicken.
Popeyes is the weirdest fast food where, like, everything, including the fries, still tastes good cold.
Yeah, man. 1,000%. Oh,
yeah.
My God. You ain't never fucked up a box of chicken to you in face first.
Cold.
I got Popeyes box of at my house waiting for me that I bought earlier.
You already know you're going to be hungover, but you glad you grabbed Popeyes.
And don't even
home,
fuck that.
You don't know how you got home, but you also happened to grab Popeyes on the way home,
and
right?
I'm going
to
hit.
You like, hey, yo. I ain't even
you even munching on vision. That biscuit. You don't even.
Yeah,
you,
that dry ass biscuit.
People are like, you know that question where they're like, how many Popeyes biscuits could you eat in a minute? And then you're like, oh, I can eat like fucking 7 or 8 of them. And then you eat a Popeyes biscuit, and then you think about it, and you're like,
you just
bitch, might get maybe 3 of these.
Max 3.
We don't need an election. We don't need an election.
We need a biscuit eating
competition.
Oh, did we all lost?
Who do you think could eat more biscuits?
Biden could get the first one down.
Biden could eat more biscuits. Trump would win. He'd cheat.
How do you cheat eating biscuits? Yo, and he would
I wet them first.
He dunked them in the water?
Yeah.
I he Joey Chestnut it.
See, Biden's stupid. He doesn't moisten the biscuit. I moisten the biscuit. It's like I take a straw and I drink the biscuit.
I moisten the biscuit because I'm a winner.
But biscuits are good. He doesn't.
I didn't break any rules.
See, his mother broke down biscuits and fed it to him. I grew up on biscuits. I'm a cornbread boy. My mother made cornbread. He'd be like, Trump, you grew up in New York. My mother made cornbread.
Also, I don't know, bro. Biden don't look like he got the jaw structure to eat a Popeye's biscuit.
He doesn't. I don't feel like he doesn't have the mental capacity. We just need you to eat this, sir.
He would reboot halfway through the biscuit.
Halfway? He wouldn't even make the first bite.
All right, so I got a soft move. Or a boss move.
Moving on, it's time for soft move or boss move.
So, Fat Joe got a pair of the Ku 45s.
Aren't them shits called the Freedom Fighters? Like, they
What are you talking about?
I'm calling them the Ku 45s or the January 6s.
You talking about the all gold T-tops?
Yeah, the all gold.
With the flag in the back? Stop playing, bro.
I'm surprised they didn't put like the little Aries wings on the side.
I wish
or the little Hermes wings.
They should have for real just put an eagle in the back. Like, you know how you had like the shoe hook in the back? Just throw the eagle.
No,
you know
what I'm saying? They was coming out through, like MySpace days. Remember when they started like airbrushing the Air Force Ones and shit? Airbrush the eagle on the front with like Trump riding the eagle on like some heavy metal 2000
for me,
shit.
It was that big ass T, like it was a Teflon shoe, like it was real great because it was gold, very Trump like. You know what I'm saying?
They already got all the images of Putin riding the bear. Trump has to be like riding on the back of like a giant eagle at some point, right?
Dad,
like,
I'm telling you, it should have been on the shoe.
It should have.
Do I think it's a soft move or a boss move? Fat Joe said he just like shoes, man.
Yeah.
Fat Joe literally said, I'm not voting for this dude, bruh.
He said, I don't like
this
man.
I just want the shoes.
He said he doesn't even like the shoes.
I just like shoes.
He said, I just like shoes. I don't even like these shoes.
You ask any kleptomaniac right now why they stealing.
just give me a rush.
I walk outside, it's in my pocket. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
He literally said,
not like I history enjoy I stealing things. No. I just dislike things.
I can't argue with him, no. Because, like, when you put it like that, he's like, it's a piece of history. And I said that last week.
It is.
I'm like, this is the first, I guarantee you, and only time we will get a president who has his own exclusive sneaker deal, nigga. It will not happen again until Jay-Z runs for president.
We had a president that was dropping 30 on niggas in college. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I think we're hitting, like, record. And then,
let's talk about, once again, can you imagine if Barack had came out with a sneaker, son?
Again. I'd buy that shit.
Yes.
He should have did it like the Shaq's, put him in Walmart.
Oh my God, bro. Millions. Do you know the GOP's head, especially if he wore the tan suit with his exclusive Air Forces, nigga? The rare drop?
What would they call Obama's shoe line?
That's what I'm trying to think now.
The Barocks?
The Barocks?
It would be the Beezys. Huh?
Yeah. These are the number 44s. they said, oh, no, he didn't. And I said, oh, yes we did. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to work it. I couldn't get it in.
Yes, we can. It would say, yes, we can on the bottom.
I said, we're going to go get us a shoe. They said, no,
you have to,
no, we can't.
I'm actually
mad that Trump beat Barack to that shit because you know Barack wanted his own sneaker. Right? But, you know they came to this man and they was
like... Oh, I mean, like, the one video where he gets the ball and shoots the corner three and nails it, and he just goes, That's what I do!
It's all day, baby. Yo, you gotta love it. You gotta love
it. That's what I'm saying. Like, they want Trump to be as cool as Donald. They want Trump to be as cool as Barack was.
Right? You know what Barack's biggest fuck-up was? Making fun of Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I was going to say, which...
But the NFL fucked it all up by just, they should have let him buy the Bills.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, there's layers
to that. That was definitely where it was like, yeah, man.
There's layers to this. Right, he lost to the NFL, and then Barack Obama makes fun of him. Right? So now he has to ruin
No, somebody's got to die.
He also loses the Emmys.
Somebody's
got to
go.
Listen, man. Them shoes is hideous.
Yeah, no, they're awful. But based on what Joe said,
I'll tell you this though, they will run for a lot of money. That man could go. Joe could sell that.
They won't run for many miles.
That's fine. You could go sell that to a white man right now in fucking Westminster.
He'll give you his
life savings for them shoes.
A Russian oligarch bought a signed pair, auctioned off for $9,000.
See what I'm saying?
Crazy. $9,000. So I mean, if Joe has an unsigned pair. Right, and let's just say, you know, he's got one of the only ones that aren't crashed, because I'm sure he's not wearing them shits, right? Like, everybody else who bought a pair of them shits
them on.
Is definitely...
Immediately. There's a picture with them them on. Yeah.
Oh,
there's
right now.
This without a doubt. And they're like, Trump has all of those pictures.
So, unsigned. Joe's, like, you know, inbox dead stock set. Probably...
He said Joe didn't... He didn't even pay for it. He just...
He said he got it from somebody else.
He said somebody knew that Joe needed that.
Yeah.
That's even crazy.
But that's what's crazy, because, like, you gotta fuck with you. Like, that's what lets me know that
Joe really fucks with you.
That's a fucking boss move.
Boss move.
Yeah.
You wanna know why that's a boss move? Ooh. I'll give you the answer why that's a boss move. Reason why it's a boss move, solely, not only because he didn't pay for it, is because he loves shoes so much. His homies knew. That means somebody that is a Trump supporter got the shoes and was like, you know what? You know who really loves these shoes?
I think it's even wilder.
Joe.
Even wilder. Probably somebody who's not even a Trump supporter saw it and was like, you're never going to get a chance to own these again. Fat Joe's like, I would never wear them. That's not the point.
No. That's not the point. But like, you ask any sneakerhead, man, it's like crack. They just need, they don't even wear them. They just need to see them. They need them. They just need to be there.
I'm a card player. I can relate.
You get me? You got that book?
Until I figured out that my printer go brrr.
You got that book full of shinies. You know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of
cards, if you want to buy any of your Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Flesh and Blood, board games, or card game supplies at TokenMTG.com and use the promo code Ziggy to get 10% off of your order.
This is not the end of that.
No, this is not. That was just...
Speaking of...
Yeah.
Absolutely needing it, right? Or, you know, being so dedicated to something that you, you'll go for it no matter what. I don't know how down bad you guys have ever been when it comes to, you know, everybody here. I don't know if you guys have jobs where you're hitting this thing. But it's legal here in the state that we're in.
Yeah.
We can all say that we probably all have smoked weed at some point in time. I don't know how down bad you've ever been, but I don't think I've ever smoked weed out of the dumpster. Right, like weed that I found. Like, have you ever found a bag of weed and smoked it?
I've never found... No, I don't think I've ever found a bag of weed.
Have you ever spilled weed in the carpet?
Now that's different. So I was about to say,
the line here for me is carpet weed.
I was about to say that, like, that's where the lines are, because I was in a bag, I think, just yesterday, and I dropped a nug in between my car seat, and... It's still there. I didn't go get it. It's a little surprise for me later on. It's a little surprise for me later on when I'm running low.
That's how I treat my savings. Oh, I forgot. I put this money in my pocket a couple of days ago.
But you know you smoke, because I remember I dropped that shit like 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like 2 days ago. It's there. Yeah. I don't know where. Eventually, I'll look.
If you was taking the trash out and you saw that there was a bag, and it was in a bag. Right, but you saw that you accidentally somehow, miraculously, because no pothead has ever thrown away their weed. Right?
It's been in his pocket.
What's the trash around it?
Would you smoke it?
What's the trash around it? What's my bank account look like?
Do I remember getting this weed?
These are all valid questions.
You have no more weed. But you find weed in the trash.
Do I have money?
So my question is, do I remember buying this weed?
Also, what trash is surrounding this weed?
I'm probably not going to smoke it. But if I remember, if I at least remember buying this weed. And it happens to be in the trash.
If it's like next to a bunch of paper bags, I'm going to be a lot more comfortable than if it's covered in tomato soup.
I'll agree. But if it's in a bag.
CBS News. A Maryland dispensary has been fined $26,000 for selling cannabis that had sat in a dumpster for 2 days, according to a consent order from Maryland's Cannabis Administration. According to the consent order, 224 grams, or around, I think, 7 ounces. It's about
sweet
a half.
Jesus. Yeah. 7 ounces, bro? Do you know how, in the trash?
Yeah, like a half a pound. It was a half a pound.
What was wrong with the weed? What was the, hold on, let's back up. See, that's
was thrown into the dumpster outside Curio's Farm and Dodder Dispensary, where it had sat for 41 hours and 9 minutes.
It's amazing that they know that it was exactly that long.
Well, because it was all on camera, right? Surveillance footage showed... Okay.
And they took it back into the store?
Surveillance footage showed 3 dispensary employees retrieving 4 boxes containing the prepackaged product from the dumpster. More footage showed another employee repackaging the cannabis, moving them from their original boxes and placing them into plastic bags before storing them back inside. The employee informed investigators from the MCA that the cannabis had to be placed in plastic bags because the original packages were covered in a liquid substance acquired from the dumpster, according to the
board. I'm going to put a timeout on this. They had to have been white. Because there's no way there are 7 pounds sitting in a dumpster for 41 hours. The moment that first box, as soon as we would have heard, hey, take this out, it would have been taken out to the car. You there's no way. Where was this at? What state was this in?
This was in Maryland.
This was in Maryland?
Yeah, this was in Maryland. So Curio is one of Maryland's biggest.
I know about Curio.
I don't know. Where their operations are out of, though. I feel like it's in Northwestern.
I will say, before the manager A, threw it out, B, brought it back in, and C, repackaged it, at least before any one of those scenarios, called the owner and was like, what should we do?
So,
boss?
Email the inventory, according to the CVS article. In an email, the inventory manager said he advised the product be destroyed because it violated several compliance requirements, but management insisted on not losing the profit. The store then sold the product between July 28th and August 3rd of 2023, raking in a total of $3,174.50 in sales.
How did they destroy it? Like, did they incinerate it and inhale deeply?
So first and foremost, I think you raised over a very important piece of information here, which is, any real nigga could.
I'm gonna take math right now. I'm telling you, I'm telling you math right now. They lost a good grip of money.
The math is not math.
They lost a good fucking.
Listen,
grip
any
of money.
Real nigga who listened to the podcast just now and heard that they threw away a half a pound, but then recouped it and made $3,000 off of it. Like, only a little. That's crazy, bro. It's again, no wonder again, street niggas haven't given up the game yet.
Again, it should have never been in the dumpster. And for this is how I know this business is being handled very specially. They should have never. Look, personally, again, any real business person would know if the inventory is gone, especially if it's heading to a dumpster,
I wonder what compliance requirements it violates.
Y'all are making me think now just, that there's like people outside of dispensaries, like Sam Fisher style, with night vision goggles, waiting for the dumpster.
Oh, you must not know about dumpster divers.
Do you live in America?
Do you not know?
No, but I mean, like
dumpster divers. Pinching off of the bag is a very big thing in dispensaries, and they had to really like curtail that shit in order to get it running in Maryland, because they shave off all the fucking time.
Oh,
dude.
My god.
The reason why the street economy is still booming is because they are linked,
my peoples.
Allegedly. I'm not giving away game here.
I don't do nothing with
the dispensaries, my nigga. Where do you think everybody's dealer got loud now?
I'll say this. And this is very true. I was out working, doing the thing that I was doing. I was out delivering.
Allegedly.
I was out delivering food and stuff. There was a customer on my route, stopped me, you know what I mean? I didn't know, garage open, cutting fresh, I'm talking about like fresh grown, okay?
Yeah.
Talking about fresh grown.
Yeah.
Looked at me and was like, oh, I know I give you some, but I know how your company is with everything. I was like, man, listen.
Fuck this company.
I got 10 more people that I gotta go hit after this. Fuck this company, you know what I'm saying? But it's not my stuff. I'm talking about grade A. Beautiful, fresh grown.
I got a homie, right, who told me he was staying at a hotel one time. And they call him early in the morning because he was parked in a way that this dude who had a huge-ass truck and a trailer attached to it needed to get out. And, my homie was blocking him some kind of way. He showed up outside, like, fucking, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a black dude, right? And he's trying to get up out of there. They couldn't reach my man's because he was in his truck or in his car doing a wake and bake, right? So when they finally get a hold of him, the dude pulls up and sees him, smoking, right? And he's like, "Oh man, you smoke?" And he was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Look, man, I just really need to get out of here. I gotta be on my way. But I work for this dispensary out in Kansas City." Right, I'm sorry we had to disturb you and everything like that. Gave my man's whole ass fucking nug, right? Oof. From the dispensary that he worked at, just for the
inconvenience.
Yeah,
man.
Just for the inconvenience, my nigga. Like, and I'm talking black owned dispensary out in Kansas City and everything like that. Right, it's wild. So when I hear shit like this, I'm like,
the game fucked up, man.
It's not a good look.
The game fucked up, man. $26,000
is a crazy fine to hit the marijuana industry off with, when you consider the kind of numbers that tobacco is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have heard, but weed is legal in Maryland.
100%, man.
Not if they keep serving people dumpster weed.
Yeah, not that. Fuck that dumpster weed, man.
I don't know. I've never been hard off enough that I wanted to smoke. Now,
Carpet weed, be honest.
Everybody to find a note, guess that's been somewhere you
ain't
saw
before. I admit it.
Rarely will smoke a second generation joint, right? Now, for all of those who don't know, and this is me exposing myself a little bit, so this is the future thing, you may have to do some editing here.
Hey, can I?
Right, but
get that age out.
Because I have a job where I'm not necessary. For those of my potheads who don't know, a second generation joint is when you hair and shit in that weed.
At that point, I would.
You don't have to smoke dumpster.
No, you don't. Hey man, the point is, say that again.
Right. Future Zinc, you can bring it back in right there. Sometimes you just gotta be sober, man.
Sometimes you don't gotta smoke that dumpster.
You don't gotta smoke dumpster weed.
That's right. And if you work at a dispensary and they're throwing away weed, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is at,
I got one last story that I found that I thought would be funny to cover, even though the topic isn't actually funny. The events of it are pretty hilarious, though.
Okay, and then I had one topic I wanted to talk to y'all about before we close out.
And then I just wanted to have one little, like, baby nerd corner.
Okay.
At the end.
What's up? Right,
so
what's up?
Let's run through.
You are aware who Tyreek Hill is, right? Miami Dolphins wide receiver. So, Tyreek Hill is currently facing assault charges because he assaulted a plus-sized Instagram model.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what? Tyreek Hill assaulted a plus-sized Instagram model? Please elaborate. I feel like that's a crazy lead-in.
I wanted to find a way to put this into one of our segments, but I just... I couldn't figure out which one. This might count as a why the fuck are you doing this? But here's the headline. NFL superstar Tyreek Hill broke plus-size influencer's leg by charging at her with, quote, crushing force after she humiliated him during practice football drills at his Florida mansion, lawsuit claims.
Tube up your butt, you funnel the beer in.
I can't believe you've done this.
No, I don't know what I expected.
Influencer Sophie Hall, 35, claims Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill broke her leg during a backyard football lesson at his Florida mansion last year. DailyMail.com has obtained the lawsuit Hall brought against the NFL star that says she, quote, humiliated Hill when she managed to, quote, hold her own and he retaliated.
I felt like that was definitely
the plus size model. Yo, claims Hill invited her to his home over flirty DMs and is now suing the scandal plagued player for battery, assault, and negligence.
Slime, can you imagine you magging on a chick over Instagram, right? And you fly. Zig, let me put this in perspective for you. Because, like, I don't know.
This is her on crutches.
That's plus. That's plus. Show him the photo. That's plus.
Yeah.
That's plus. She must have been juking the shit out of this nigga. She must have been. No. Let me back
can
up.
Can you imagine you bagging with a chick over Instagram, right? And you fly her out to play Magic the Gathering and she whoops on you so bad?
Yo, that would be like Kevin Durant flying a bitch out and getting dunked on. Yeah, let me tell you something. Yes. Let me tell you something. That bitch must have been cooking him. That's plus size.
That's what I'm saying.
The media's fucked up. Tyreek is definitely fucked up. That. She needs a contract in the Powderpuff League. She needs a fucking powder. She needs a goddamn contract. Let me tell you something. If you cook this fucking Tyreek Hill,
crazy to me. Right?
That's plus size. She's definitely agile. She's cooking this. She's cooking him. She's cooking. And a 440. Nah, man. She on his ass.
You know what they gonna say? No, she was the one. She was overdoing it, trying to keep up with him, right? And she
Not at all. Yeah, that's how it's gonna end up. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, after getting humiliated in front of friends and family when he was knocked backwards during a friendly football lesson by his friend Sophie Hall.
She had the ball too.
Tyreek became enraged and forcefully and purposefully shoved Miss Hall, severely fracturing her leg.
Yo.
Damn,
she was almost there at that touchdown too. She started doing it. She started styling on her neck.
Can you write?
She NFL streeted his ass and started doing tricks.
This is what they talk about. This is what
she is 6 foot about. 1.
Hey,
like Kevin Durant inviting the bitch out and getting dunked on. You playing the wrong game.
If they
were playing Call of Duty, this argument would be a little bit different. But it sounded like she needed a contract. Yeah, that's what it sounded like
she was trying to show him. She was showing off, right? She checked this nigga. She knocked him over. And he was like, oh, okay, I got you. It took that shit way too far.
Hill asked his guest to adopt a defensive line position and encouraged her to rush at him as if he was chasing a quarterback.
Oh. So I already knew that was going. Because yep. She's 6'1".
Miss Hall did as instructed and on contact with the defendant caused Hill to be pushed backwards, garnering laughter from the witnesses present at the time, including the defendant's mother, sister, friend, and trainer.
I'll tell you this, as any man trying to be a dude, I'll tell you this 100%. We've all been there.
Yep.
I'll tell you that. That's a humbling experience. And that's the one thing that sucks about money, right? Is that ego went straight to you can't embarrass me in front of my family. In front of my mama. We out here in front of my mama. You shoulder checking me in front of my mama? Did you just score on me in front of my mama? And my mama's here because I'm the one that scored. How did you stop my run? You know what? I'm stopping all runs.
Apparently embarrassed by his loss of stability as a result of contact by a woman during the football play, Tyreek's attitude changed and he became angry. For the next few plays, Hall was instructed to play offense, hiking the football to an imaginary quarterback, while Tyreek Hill became a defensive pass rusher. On the third play, Hill rushed through Miss Hall as he held her own against Hill. The blonde TikTok star didn't fare so well on the fourth hit.
Oh, shit.
No, let's back up. Let's back up now. You see what I'm saying? Tyreek, you a bitch. It took three extra of them things. You see what I'm saying? 6'1"? Powder Puff, sign her. I need to see her on screen by Saturday.
That's crazy.
I need her on screen by Saturday. Let me tell you something.
He ran her down three times.
Three times? And that wasn't... And then the fourth one, she was like, that's how I'm...
Yeah. And it broke her leg on the fourth joint, right? Like, that's wild,
Look. Oh, never mind. That's crazy. I was about to say, Christian Rock went back up. Never mind. That's crazy. My point is, though, is that she's very tough. And I think that's unfair to her that she had to deal with that. That ego is kind of crazy to have to deal with.
What about her ego? She took it the first time and was like, I'm going to do this another three times.
That was her ego? First of all, I'm pretty sure she was just there for a nice weekend, but he was looking at her like, no. Yeah.
Now, I know people like Dr.
No, run it. You want to talk shit? She was probably in there. Like, you not even for real. I could probably stop you. And he was in there. He was in bed like, what?
He was like, oh, she ain't here talking.
You don't see. You never been in the league for real, so you don't know nothing.
You don't know how we get down, girl. I really hurt you for real.
You know the family behind him, like, nah, go ahead, go outside. And now all of a sudden, he's getting ran over.
Meanwhile, Ivan Drago in the corner.
If he dies, he dies.
What's more embarrassing? Like, getting completely knocked off your feet by the chick that you flew out from Instagram, right? Playing football.
She is 3 inches taller than him.
Or breaking her leg because you took shit too seriously.
Definitely breaking her leg.
No. The first one is more embarrassing. The media finding out about the second one is the worst.
See, the media was always going to find out about the second one. He decided to do the second one.
Right, thank you. Right, because
if he didn't take the loss, it would have been cute. It would have been like, was being polite. He was giving me the shot. But the moment that ego got in, she was like, nah, this nigga's weak.
Ruined all his chances. Nigga, look, we can call me a misogynist for this, right? But like, you let her check you like that and embarrass you in front of the homies, you definitely smash it, nigga. What? You flew her, like, what? You let her, like, have that little moment. At that point, she smashed it. Yeah, thank you, right? First of all, she's 3 inches.
You play it off.
You play it off, you like, haha, girl, you really got me.
You take advice from Buzz Lightyear, and you fall with style.
See, that's how you bring it all back.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's how you tie.
That was the A. That was
Tyreek, however, took that shit and snapped back to the league and was like, oh, you think you just gonna play me for some kind of bitch, nigga?
He's like, I have a Super Bowl ring. Fuck off.
That's where the CTE could kick in right there.
Thank you.
He figured where he was for a quick second. He go, hold on.
And then the next thing you know, you snapping Instagram influencers' legs and shit. Like, that's crazy. Right, if we can look at it from, you know, the male perspective, right? Just to tap in to you dudes who were thinking about the one thing that we're all not talking about.
Yeah, and ladies, right? don't think that, again, this lady needs a contract, because apparently she's standing up against an NFL superstar.
She took
four
of the joints before her leg snapped.
That would be like Kevin Durant getting dunked on by a bitch he flew out. I'm not trying to, there's no negative connotation to it, and I apologize using the word bitch.
It would be but like Steph Curry losing a three-point competition
to Caitlin
Clark.
But the point is that Caitlin Clark is doing Steph Curry.
Do not put that out of the realm of possibility.
But Caitlin Clark is doing Steph Curry-like things. And that's what, as far as...
Sabrina pushed him to the limit.
As far as in the WNBA, that's what we want to see that.
Right.
That's what we want to see.
Right.
Pull that shit.
Instagram influencer put the pressure on Tyreek. Right?
Then, baby, you got to step it up next season. Okay, but remember that when you lock in, like, damn, this bitch really ran me over, and she'll do it again.
Yep,
sign her for the XFL.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. And the Rock could do it.
You know what else is absolutely insane? Financial experts estimate that millennials stand to become the richest generation in history after some of us inherit what is estimated to be $90 trillion worth of wealth from the baby boom.
So we will be a welfare generation.
Wait, you said we got the wealth?
We stand to...
We're waiting for all of our parents and grandparents to die.
So...
Okay, but hold on. We set the game. How much?
$90 trillion.
And how much are we in debt?
Let's not talk about that part.
Oh, my bad. We're not doing the math.
We're not talking that part.
We're not
right
doing
now.
The math? Okay, it's my bad. I'm sorry.
It's definitely not $90 trillion.
My bad. Okay.
$90 trillion is crazy numbers, bro. I mean, I know loan debt is out there.
Okay, but what about
grandparents who have owned their houses since the 1950s?
Wait, we gotta add these numbers up.
They not paying for that shit now.
But they were, though. And we were already in debt.
The national debt's not the same, though, right? Like, that even after the housing crisis...
Mm-hmm.
The baby boomers are still holding on to a lot of that real estate. Like, some of the best investment, the best investment that you could have made in this country currently, is buying a house in like the 50s.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what this is essentially. And not just those investments, right? And obviously, this is speaking to the more affluent of us, right? Like, mm-hmm. the people who have grandparents who still own their houses and land and may have some investments or like retirement or 401ks here and there, right? But obviously, and this is piggybacking off of a YouTube video that I saw just recently that was talking about the potential housing crisis of the like death of the baby boomer generation, right? Because I'm sure the majority, right, if not the slim minority or the huge minority of this capital that we're talking about is real estate investment.
I'd be lying if I say I haven't thought about my inheritance.
That's actually good because it matters, right? And I'm glad.
See, my mom said that I'm her favorite.
But.
And I can tell she needs it.
I don't know which part of that was more my favorite. The mom says I'm her favorite and I can tell she means
it. She means that shit. She wouldn't have said it if she didn't mean it.
Conducted by the firms also shows that the young people who are likely to inherit this seismic wealth shift here are also less likely to invest it in property or real estate to build investments.
So again, like I was saying, right? That money goes back to who? The people who gets the land. Who gets the land after this point? Literally going off of what you were just saying. Based off of this generation who don't go off of going...
Wait.
Okay.
I'm just going off of what we were just talking about, right? So like based off of that, and you're literally just saying that most of the what was the percentage of this generation that isn't that won't rebuy the land to reinvest or go in that far of a route or so. I'm not saying that's everybody, but it's a decent amount of percentage where what matters. But the point is that land that was fought so hard for now is going to get retaken over by...
Well, that was the major problem, like, coming out of the 70s.
So you said $90 trillion?
Yeah.
That 90 trillion divided by the number of millennials. Yep, that's still less than 40 acres and a mule.
And that is fucking factual information. That's my point.
That's what I was going into. So, like, coming out of the 70s and the 80s, right? Especially in the, urban communities. you had a lot of turnover as far as like really, like, because, you know, our grandparents and our great grandparents owned their property, right? Because like that was a big thing to them.
The land, man.
Yeah, especially the land.
You eat off of your land.
In the 70s and the 80s, though, however, like, you know, capital investments and stuff became a thing, and people started turning over their properties and their houses and started, you know, buying into these fucked up balloon mortgages that eventually gave way and fell under in 2008, right? Mm-hmm. Leading to the housing crisis. So whoever didn't cash out in like the 70s and or the 80s and the 90s, right, from their early real estate investments, eventually lost their bid altogether in the early 2000s. What we do still have, though, however, were a lot of people hold over who made it through the housing crisis. The people who still have those investments now, those investments are holding out very strong, which leads to this overwhelming amount of capital that we're talking about in this $90 trillion worth of assets, right? So the question is if our generation, who is the ones, who are the ones who are, you know, set to inherit this huge wealth shift, are not going to invest it in real estate the way our grandparents and predecessors did, then what will we do with it, right? Which is, I think, you know, what you're leading to is, like, you know, just waste it on capital.
So I was going to say, like, this sounds like a great plan, but what percentage of my inheritance and all white people should we carve out for saying I'm sorry?
Oh, man. Yeah,
Where's the moral generation?
Two black people.
We both were like, okay, let's do the math on this one. That doesn't, 90 trillion divided by, you said what? It doesn't equal to 40 acres?
It's less than 40 acres and a mule per millennial.
Okay, do you have a mule?
I don't.
Do you have 40 acres?
I don't.
Well, then you call me, whichever one come first. that's what you give me the input. No, I'm just
California is currently running the reparations thing right now, right? So that is literally the
but that's only for California.
Yeah, well, that's why I was gonna say that's the test subject for what Zig is talking about.
We're putting faith in Gavin Newsom, though, so
okay.
I just feel I find this kind of thing interesting because it is, like I said, once I paired this with the coming real estate apocalypse that is, you know, the death of a lot of the baby, because it's coming, as we look at Biden, man. And we look at Trump, right? Like that's who we're talking about. There's a lot of things that could shape the next 4 years aside from the presidential election, right? Man. You know, COVID got a lot of people shaking in their boots and kind of really looking at their finances a little bit more, and
the Boston Celtics could win the NBA championship, and that would change everything.
I mean, but that's very, like,
climate change, you know, too.
So Celtics win, then we will get a wish from the leprechaun that we can use to end climate change.
I think our generation is
our faith lies in Jason Tatum.
I think our generation is a lot more likely to take that $90 trillion and really invest it into sustainable infrastructure, right? Like a kind of a
repair road. Question. Right. Cool with reparations. Am I a dickhead for asking if it's a tax write-off?
I mean...
See, no. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's gonna be. You gotta understand. For us to win, y'all have to win 10 times more. Like, it's the only way it works, man. There's no way we could ever be at the closest we are.
I'm cool with
it. No.
I just bought a little bit of a tax break, my bad.
No. It's gonna come. It's definitely gonna come with the tax
break. No, the rich have created.
You gotta have your own. It's gonna start with a W.
The rich have created enough of a power divide at this point that it would take like some kind of French revolutionary aspect to absolutely do that kind of a power shift. But the reason why I think this article was coming out is because they have recognized that this is not an insignificant amount of money that will come into the hands of people who they don't necessarily have control of. Because right now, we are under the grasp of the kind of debt system that they have set up, right?
Yes, but they have other systems in place to fill that hole of that debt. Are we right? Are you with me, right?
Yeah, understandably,
I just wanted to, because like I'm with you, and I just wanted to pinpoint this, is that yes, that's very true, but I think that they also have other systems in place to fill those holes, because we are wise enough to know that that is not a wise decision. But we're too busy also dealing with everything else that's going
on, to put it where it's supposed to go. I'm just saying, if you see me one day show up with brand new microphones, a brand new car, wearing some non-canceled Balenciaga, and I'm really upset,
I do think, however, though, to Dion's point, I think they recognize just as much as we do that even with their fail-safes in place, the current way that the market is shifting and transitioning is a lot more unstable than what they predict, right? Which is why they're trying to consolidate power, and they're trying to preemptively anticipate maneuvers that will help ease in this transition of wealth.
So, did he do it?
Did he do it? Did he do it?
Did he do it? Because everything you just said sounded like he did it. No. It sounds like kind of the same system. See how his hands are in part of everything that begins, right? It's kind of unstable, which is a part of the gamble, right? Which is why you have that power, because you invest in that gamble, right? That investment comes back in return, whether alive or dead. Regardless, that investment is going to come back, whether it be this generation or the next. Seeing how life after death continues? All right, cool. Let me go leave that there. See how life after death continues even when it hits a newer generation that wasn't even a part of that. But you see how we only know the pieces that we hear once we dig into it. Yeah, but what about everything else we've already put too much investment into?
So you're worried about the surface dwellers and how they're going to deal with this asset.
By the time we figured out what's going on, we already been paying these people the money we've been talking about.
They need to shift the
what we need if, to we the infrastructure.
What if their greatest trick was the same deception that Satan pulled?
Exactly.
Right? And convincing us that they know what they're doing.
So did he do it? That's my point. Exactly. Just like that. Did he do it? Because Diddy's biggest game was what? Sitting right in our face. Saying he told us every single time to do what? What did he say? Go ahead, Dad. It's okay.
Did he do it?
Nah. He said, take that. Take that. And he looked you in the face every single time. Nigga made a whole series about making people live in a house together and didn't sign none of them niggas to name an album. And I'll wait. Oh, exactly. So did he do it? But the point is that what did we do? What did we do as the people? We spent that time, didn't we?
Goddamn, bro.
Last topic. Unless you have something else you want to go on.
That was just some great. That was some 5D chess shit.
Last topic. So, the first night that like Dion recognized me, I wore this shirt, which it says "Run MST."
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'll never forget that.
Clearly referencing Run DMC.
Right.
Dion, what does MST stand for?
That's that wonderful, magical space typhoon. That's what that is, man. That's what that wonderful,
mystical
wonderful
space
thing
typhoon. This is a joke called
Jesus.
Every single deck, you run mystical space typhoon.
It's Magic the Gathering.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh! And that's where I was gonna go with this.
So I hope you add in the edit. I'll send you the video of the Darth Vader drone. But when he's like, "What do you mean? What do you mean MST is not allowed?"
MST says it right.
It says it right there.
No, I was just gonna say like, Like, the fact, like, Dion, this, I think I even told you, I had this shirt made never thinking anybody in the world, in the wild, but ever understand what it meant.
As soon as I saw him, that was the first reference, because I had just recently saw him say that, and, like, I've been in several matches where, like, somebody has done something, and I'm like, where's the button to say, like, I'm trying to contest this, pressing the... It says it right there. It says negate.
Flag on the plate.
It says negate. I literally just wanted to, like, also because two of our patrons, our two patrons are also Yu-Gi-Oh! Players.
Yeah, who will be disappointed in me shouting Magic the Gathering?
Everybody in this room, right?
Look, I mean, by proximity, you spend more time with a Magic player.
Yeah. Awesome.
I actually, personally, I identify as a Yu-Gi-Oh! Player.
I barely play Spades.
Hey, well, hey, man, I don't even want to get in that conversation because at least you play. You know what I'm saying? You know what to do.
Yeah.
My man don't
like,
even put me in a
Yu-Gi-Oh card deck out. All right,
so I got a couple of questions. Like, you, I got a couple of questions. Running, the duel between Kaiba and Yugi in Duelist Kingdom before they go into the castle, where, like, Blue Eyes Ultimate is melting and shit like that. And Yugi has the open opportunity to attack him.
You're talking about
and
Kaiba
is like, I'm going to stand on the edge of this castle. If you attack, I might fall and die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, that is a bitch move by Kaiba, but that's also going hard as fuck.
I think
that,
so.
That is the definition of I will die on this hill.
You want to real die on this hill? I'll end it with this. Kaiba is a bitch.
Oh.
And I'll say this and I'll mean it. Because Kaiba's crying about Mokuba when Yugi literally Yugi literally came from this island. He came to this island. He has no money. He has nothing. You literally
lost Exodia.
You flew here from your jet off of. We're playing games that you created of the holographic system you fund.
Right.
So you mean to tell me you're gonna commit suicide and my grandfather right now? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a debate here.
He's not gonna commit suicide. He's putting himself open to being a victim of manslaughter.
It would be like if Batman got mad and wanted to commit suicide because Nightwing was a better superhero than
But let me ask you this. If Batman fell off, would we be mad though?
No, that's when Terry McGinnis enters the game.
So look, Yugi, because what I was saying, like, Yugi won and Mokuba was saved.
Yeah.
Moku could have used their money.
And Mokuba didn't do shit afterwards.
The point is the lineage we were just talking about.
Honestly, the person who should have won Duelist Kingdom was Joey, because he had a real reason to have money.
So the point is that there are layers to this, and the fact that you're going to cry over somebody no one cares about? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mokuba didn't do shit for the entirety of the series.
Also, Merrick cheated the fuck out of Joey. Joey was about to beat Merrick, and then Merrick was like, I'm going to literally destroy your physical body until you are unable to play this game anymore.
Speaking of it, like, how old were you before you realized that the Shadow Realm was just them murdering niggas, right?
Oh, 1,000%.
It was about 3 years ago when you told me it was hell.
Yeah, it was, but you didn't realize?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought it was like Purgatory or Nicobolus's realm or something like that.
It was just off in niggas.
Yeah, for the food. It was,
Yugi!
What was it? It was right after that. I think
so, wait,
like,
does that mean that the Millennium Eye has the power to resurrect people?
No, it's just only sees, man. It only sees.
Then which one resurrects people?
But what were you saying, Dion?
If the Shadow Realm is hell, to pull people out of the Shadow Realm will be bringing them back to life.
Shadow Realm, but the Shadow Realm was held by, Merrick had what, the key, the chain?
He had the Millennium Rod. Merrick had the rod.
The rod.
So Shizu had the necklace.
Each one has a different thing. I think Shizu was the one that allows the spiritual train. So each one had its own thing. So like the Yami, that's why Yami had the puzzle, because he was the king. But at, like, most tombs, right, you have to go and find the. So it's like each one was it's.
Yeah.
The Japanese, like, I like that because they really try their best, but like they don't. Really know.
I love Kaiba, and yes, Kaiba is a bitch. But it's also the same reason I love Starscream, who is also a bitch.
Mm-hmm. You gotta watch, man. You gotta watch them people that flip sides, bro. You gotta watch them. You gotta watch them.
Yes, randomly, Starscream is the most powerful Transformer.
Look, I will say this. Kaiba's a bitch in that situation. But I will say he's definitely stepped up. I don't like his level of delusion. okay? I'll say this at the end of this.
I mean, what else is effluence?
No, man. No, fuck that. There's a point, my bad. Excuse me, there's a point, my bad. No, but you see, I'm dying on this hill. I told you, I'm dying on this hill. Kaiba's a bitch. Thank you. I'm back in focus now. Thank you for getting me back in focus. Kaiba's a bitch, and the reason being is, yeah, sure, you want to be that admirable. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel that? Like, he's not. You know what I'm saying? He's not really worried about who's saying what. None of this.
You want the honor, but
there's a point. There's a point where you got to look at yourself, and you go, there's a problem here. Because what happens at the end of the series? You want to talk about real death? You remember in the movie, he created a device to go into the realm of Yugi to go battle him one last time.
Yeah.
In manga, there's only one way to get there. That nigga literally put himself in the realm of death. He killed himself to have one last duel.
Right.
And we want to look at this man. He's the greatest to ever live. Are you insane? He was cloud chasing so hard about a nigga that was alive over 2,000 years.
Life to battle this nigga one more time.
Deb, there was no guarantee he was coming. Matter of fact, he basically died just to go battle this dude, just to see he was, but he wasn't going home. So what happens if you
Mokuba, how could Mokuba be proud of him?
Yeah, I mean, it's very true.
Cause to them, it just looks like he offed himself, right?
Why does Tristan exist?
That's very true. Him.
Other than to be parodied in Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged.
The only two that really made me upset is Tristan and Taya. Taya didn't really do anything either. Tristan and Taya are the same. Joey at least stepped up. Joey stepped out.
Joey, you need to out. Watch the dubbed version of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Mm-hmm.
With the subtitles on. Because of Joey, because they don't dub him by what he says, they dub him phonetically. So yeah, when he says "do dat ding," it says D-O-D-A-T-D-I-N-G, do dat ding.
I just enjoy the fact that, like, out of everybody in the show, Joey has the most ridiculous accent I've ever heard. Like, his own sister doesn't even have a dumbass accent like that. Like, that's absolutely...
Yeah, he's born and raised in Japan. It sounds like he's from Brooklyn.
Like, that's fun. Like, wait, how do you have a sister that also is...
What? Like, why? Why was that the character choice that they went with for the dumb version, bro?
It don't make no sense. It don't make no damn sense to me.
It's because we're running it on Saturday mornings, right? And right now, the, like...
Oh, Saturday yeah! Nobody says, yeah! Nobody says Yugs. Nobody's Yugging it. Panther Wool. Listen, man, we mean this all the time. You see how everybody's laughing right now? Nobody talks like, come on. This ain't the 60 Italians, bro. That's not a mob life, bro. What are we doing here, bro?
Bandit Keith would have been there on January 6th.
Bandit Keith is the best American I think I've ever seen. Bandit Keith.
He absolutely would have been there on January 6th, though.
I was about to say a dumb
Are you kidding me? He'd be like, of course they cheated the ballot. I was there. I was counting the ballots.
Now, Bandit Keith would definitely vote for Trump, though.
And on that note...
Let's keep it a buck.
Dion, go ahead and tell the listeners where they can find you.
Oh, shit, it's the end. You can find me on Instagram at Dion B Funny. That's D-I-O-N, the letter B, F-U-N-N-Y. I think that's it, man. I think that's it.
And that's on Instagram.
That's on Instagram. I'm not on YouTube yet. We're getting there. You don't want to follow me on Twitter. I don't allow people to do that yet.
Well, yeah. You can.
When I set up my professional profile, I'll definitely link that. But right now, that's filth.
And well, if you're in the area, Dion, where can they find you doing stand-up?
I host the show every single Wednesday at Friday. Of course, my man Ziggy here. He comes out, performs. Doc, we would love to have you out as well. You're always welcome. You know, it's always open arms.
You might catch me. I'm like, you know, I'm like...
Look, I'm always for the love, man. You guys
are like Ebon Aesthetic Shock. He's such a great character.
He was, man. Aesthetic Shock as a whole was awesome.
Ebon, it was like, showed I the mean, love pun
to one another, like
pun intended. almost by it's unavoidable. He is Black Air Force One energy.
Oh yeah, man. He was about it.
This is your mission, Flood followers, to get me in the Static Shock live action adaptation.
We're gonna make it happen.
Let's make that happen, internet, for real. I'm not even playing this time. Fuck the NPR sponsorship. If I get that live action Static Shock,
then fuck you, NPR, for not giving us a sponsorship.
I'm all about that. Go ahead, but like I said, keep it tight with Dion.
Oh yeah.
Zig.
And yeah. Don't forget to follow us at the Flood Pod on everything.
On everything.
And that is on everything.
And shout out to our patrons once again.
On everything.
Enraged Peacock and This Is Not Sparta!
And none of this
is normal.
We'll catch you guys next week.
Deuces!
Look, it's a flood!
It's a flood.
It's flooding!
Get away!
Quick, we need to get to higher ground!
Open the floodgates.
Wait, why can't we talk about
it? It is time to talk.